It's been little more than 6 years between this news conference in France and this one at the University of Maryland Medical Center. In 2005, French doctors stunned the world by announcing they had given Isabelle Dinoir a donor's nose, lips, chin, and parts of her cheek. Dinoir had been horribly disfigured by a dog attack. At the University of Maryland on March 27th, doctors unveiled a picture of Richard Norris when he was 18, before a gun accident cost him his nose, lips, and most movement of his mouth and jaw. His disfigurement had made him a recluse. In an operation that lasted 36 hours, Norris received new upper and lower jaws, new teeth, and most of the donor's tongue, in addition to his face from the scalp to the neck. Dr. Eduardo Rodriguez led the surgical team.
Mr. Richard Norris, only 6 days after his surgical procedure.
When we look at the donor and we look at Richard, obviously it's a blend of two individuals. Clearly there are some specific features like the nose or maybe the chin. But behind that soft tissue drape and behind that skeleton, it is Richard Norris.
For the past 10 years, the medical center has worked to perfect surgical treatments for injured war veterans. The medical team says Norris's surgery is the most extensive full-face transplant to date, and the first time a face transplant was performed by a surgical team that specializes in facial and reconstructive surgery and dentistry. Dr. Rodriguez recalls Norris's reaction after seeing his new face.
He put the mirror down and thanked me and hugged me, it was a wonderful gift to give him. And ever since that day, you could see that we're going to restore those 15 years that he's lost in making a functioning member of society once again.
Only 6 days after surgery, doctors said they are pleased with his progress.
Everything has been perfectly aligned, restoring the normal height, width, and projection.
The doctors say the experience gained in previous face transplants, beginning with that first one in France, helped them perfect the technique they used to give Richard Norris a second chance at a normal life. Carol Pearson, VOA News.